I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Thanks again to Matt Nathanson. He is absolutely great on the radio. Every single time he's ever been on, he's just great.
Texters think so too.
I'm already asking for him to come back in March.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you so much, everyone. He was great. Can he come back in March?
Yes.
So the new album's out. It looks like he leaves tomorrow for Buffalo, but is March 22nd, 27th, and 28th here back in the Bay Area. Uh-huh. So early next year.
He's going to be busy.
His shows are great. They really are. He's a lot of fun. So if you liked hearing him on the radio, you'll like seeing him perform. 510, our text number's 800. Whatever.
400-3697.
You know the number. Quit kidding around.
Apparently not everyone does.
510 says, really good vibe from Matt's interview today. Thanks.
Yeah, he's great.
Another one says, love Matt. He's so great. I was smiling the whole time. 415 says, one of your best, most entertaining interview segments in ages. Matt's awesome.
Well received.
707, I've never been interested in seeing Matt Nathanson until today. What a great way to start the day.
Yeah, he's just a good, solid, interesting person. That's why, you know, the thing is, he comes in, you totally feel like you connect with him. And it's so funny because he was talking about how he meets his idol, Joe Elliott, and he's on zero. Like, he tries to keep it so low key. And I'm the opposite. Like, I know that in my heart I should go to zero when you meet someone that you love. Mm-hmm. But I'm just the person that I just, like, I get away from myself. I'm like, oh my God, come back. Where is she? I'm going crazy on some celebrity, which is why I would never want to meet them. and it's like, he's a classic example. Like, for the first couple times he was in, I'm like, oh man, we're like friends now. So I over-texted the hell out of him, and his manager had to shut me down. Like, please stop texting Matt.
For the record.
Oh, all right, sorry.
She said it. None of us brought it up.
Oh, no. I was so super grateful that you guys didn't bring it up during the interview. But, I mean, that's fully a thing that I...
Texters did.
No, oh, I know they did. And I was like, you know what? We've had that...
But you
that
can see why I thought... I mean, I thought I was like, oh, my God, sure. We're like best friends.
We've had that joke. We don't need to keep pounding that one in.
Well, I didn't
Sarah.
Want to embarrass him either, you know? Right. Like, poor guy. Like, now he's got to be on the defensive because I over-texted him. Look, you really got to leave Matt alone. Like, you know, if you need to get a hold of him, just contact me. I'm like, ow. That's deflating.
Oh, that is crushing.
Ow.
408 says, in quotes, Teenage Matt is still crying. Better name than the album title. Ha, 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 ha.
Teenage Matt.
Well, that's the vibe I got from him as he was saying. I sat down and this is what came out.
Mm-hmm. He's so funny. He's like, well, it's not Thriller.
Matt Nathanson interview. Best interview ever.
Of all time. Yeah, he's great. If he ever gets sick of the music thing, I think he could go do a talk show.
Matt,
he wouldn't need any guests or anything. He just gets going.
Matt, thanks for sharing your Prince story. Excellent show. I'm glued.
Great. That's all we ever want to hear, really.
510 like Sarah without a jacket.
Oh. Hi. It's back on now.
Oh. I love what a super fan Matt is. So humble because he is amazing too.
Aww.
I just want to sit and have a beer with Matt Nathanson and listen to all of his stories.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh my God, we love you, Matt. Can't wait to see you in March. Matt, for the secret show, please? No, he left.
Yeah,
he's already
he's
gone.
He's got things to do. He's a busy rock star. He's got to get back to bed so he can get up at noon.
Mm. lots of people, for whatever reason, love the F-bomb. They love it. They just love a good F-bomb. Yes!
If you were listening on regular broadcast radio, you didn't get to hear it. We deleted it, but unfortunately, we can't bleep the internet.
Oh my God, yikes, Matt, says 916. Wow, can't unring the Matt Nathanson bell. That was like a secret show. I feel special that I heard it.
Yeah.
Matt dropping F-bombs, LOL.
Don't worry, FCC, we got it off the air. It's hard to regulate the internet anyway, don't worry about it.
Yuzi, thank you so much for booking Matt. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Yuzi. I know you worked hard to get him to come in here.
lot more requests for him to stay for a secret show. That'd be really cool if we could book him to do one of those.
We should do that next time. Make sure that he sticks around for, for the podcast.
Like have him in late.
Yeah.
That way we just have to
shuffle him,
push him
the other
down
studio.
The hall and have everything ready.
You know that F-bomb you wanted to drop earlier? Go for it.
Drop it away.
I can't believe Sarah hasn't invited Matt to her backyard party.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't.
We just told you she was asked not to contact him.
I've definitely been, you know, stay in your lane, Clark. What they said, basically.
I can invite him. Just let me know when you want.
I'm not going to do that. He's very sweet. It's funny because I went out to say hi to him before we started the interview. And he, you know, we follow each other on Instagram. And I'm always so psyched when Matt Nathanson likes a picture. And he likes all the garden pictures.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, Matt likes my yard. Should I contact him? No, probably not.
Well, it's like you guys tell people to contact me, not you.
Yeah.
I mean, on a different level. Not rock star level.
Right. You're my people.
Right.
Good morning. Love you guys. And apparently I love Matt too. LOL. Is he staying for the secret show? There's just so many of those.
Oh,
I want y'all to know that
we're
seeing there's endless list of people asking if he's staying, but he just is not. Saw Matt in SF. Then a week later, saw him in NYC. Same tour and songs, but totally different and amazing show. I went to the venue alone and found out when I got to the window they only took cash. Someone turned around and handed me an extra ticket they had.
Oh.
I had the best time. I admire you, Matt. Best music.
You know, just as a total aside to that.
Yes.
A couple of times here in the last month or so, I have stumbled into a place that only takes cash. And I thought, and this was after we had placed our order for the food and they're like, oh, no, we don't. I'm like, you know what? Charge me 3% more and get a goddamn credit card machine. Like, I can take a credit card on my phone. Like, it's not difficult to take a credit card. So please stop that. No one has cash. And I really wanted to eat that Poom Jab burrito. And now I can't.
So what'd you do? You just...
Not that we left.
Out?
I'm like, well, I don't have any cash. Bye.
You didn't go to the ATM? And
the ATM was on way down the street. Mm. And I'm like, I'm just going to go to the place
way
that's
down
between.
The street. Just
no,
go down
the place. Then we walked past the place as we were headed toward the ATM. I'm like, let's just go in here and eat. I think they take credit cards. Sorry.
Did you order online or on the phone?
No, I ordered. I walked into the place and said, I would like to have that burrito, that curry pumpkin burrito. Mm. Dude, it was going to be good, but now I'll never know because I never have cash on me.
209 says, I think Bryn tried to kill Sarah to get some revenge for Hooman. You know, about picking Sundays with the Patriots over Hooman.
Yeah.
Hooman's back in, by the way. He's the
well,
guy.
We'll see. Let's not jump the gun here. I mean, we're hopeful.
They called him. John called him and straightened it all out with him. And so not this weekend because they're on their fishing trip, but next weekend, Hooman's back.
We'll see.
Why
wouldn't we be?
Well, you never know what's going to happen with the Patriots. If there's
do they have
change
a night?
Up in
why
schedule.
Would there be? There won't be.
You never
there's
know.
No night
the
game
NFL
weekend,
is unpredictable.
Is I think the 28th is a night game. Am I crazy?
John actually got on the phone and asked you to come
and apologized
over.
Apologized and begged
and
for
you're
his
saying
forgiveness.
You don't know.
We said we kind of tentatively picked a day, and he was like, you know, for the most part, cool on the phone, and we kind of hashed it out a little bit, but and I'm hopeful. You know, you just never know what's going to come up, right?
What could possibly come up?
Well, there's just so many.
510 says, "Love you guys." Nearly number one, my pants laughing at Sarah and Bryn wrestling match this morning. Thank you all for being so fun.
Oh, I'm glad you thought me almost dying was so funny.
Exaggerating much?
He did tell you to tap like four times, and he just sat there not tapping.
I was busy concentrating. I'm like, oh my God, I can't breathe.
She was trying to breathe.
I was trying to breathe. I'm sorry that I'm not a trained fighter backer. and know about the tapping. I didn't even know about that. If you told me before you put me in the chokehold, if you need me to stop, tap out. But I was like, oh, just lightly, like show me where the arm is going to go, not actually crush my wind tube. Is that a thing, a wind tube?
I've been screaming.
Windpipe.
Right.
I've been screaming Graceland in my car.
Oh, you're so smart, you guys.
Graceland!
I know. I'm going to Graceland.
What was the story? I missed it. I was downstairs.
The house.
It was just the two most visited houses in America are Graceland,
so Graceland
and the White House.
The White House. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. I said the White House, and I just couldn't think. I was like, Hearst Castle?
Winchester?
Yeah, the Winchester. I knew it couldn't be that.
One of our listeners wrote me and said they want to sell you their leaf blower for $75, brand new, still in the box.
Oh. I'm not going to do that. No.
Why
You'd
not?
Love it.
I don't
You'd
really
love
want
it.
One, no.
You get addicted
Why?
To it. You're
I
like,
really,
oh, just let me get the wind the
I'm
going to
skip
blower.
Pass.
I'll show you the picture.
I got a broom. And
you
I'm,
don't need that.
You wouldn't believe
leave
how
it hanging
good
there
I am
on its new rack.
It. It's, no, it's good.
So much easier.
She said she can meet you at Whole Foods in Cupertino.
Oh, great. Good. We'll set that up.
$75.
I don't. She take credit? No.
She probably does. I take
she
a credit
a square.
Card.
She has a square.
See if she'll go 50.
No.
yeah, talk her down. Say 40. Say 40. Meet at 50.
I don't want it. I really don't.
You do.
I don't.
You think you don't.
How long did it take you to sweep?
It wasn't that it took so long. It's that I got the garage swept with the windy conditions. I texted the missus on purpose and said, after you pull in, shut the garage. I just swept it. And then when I went out there, there was an entire tree full of leaves in the garage because she didn't. I get it. She does have a newborn in the car with her that she's got to wrestle out of there.
Leaf blower, too. You wouldn't have to move the car to sweep. You just blow right under the car.
Yeah.
Blows right out the door.
I'm sure it's not good for the multiple cats. Oh, I got a picture of Scarfy or whatever we call it. I'm gonna text it to you.
Was Garfield in the picture?
No, Garfield
that
wasn't there.
Just posted, huh? We're stars. We're gonna be on social media. Whatever that is.
Oh, you're so chatty today. I've never heard you like this.
Sorry.
Oh man.
Hey, Grash Cat, what's your thoughts?
There you go, buddy.
Well, I just want to hold on. Let me go take a look at this.
Oh, he wants to see the picture.
Yeah.
Come on, kitty. Come on. Come on, kitty.
I just sent it to you.
Oh my god, he just hurt himself in the door.
You all right, buddy?
Hold on, I hit my shoulder in the door as I walked out. I'm in pain. Give me a second. Oh, that's only one of us. Where's the team?
That's the one. You wanted the. There's
you
Sparky.
To me too?
Yeah, it's black.
No,
cat
you
months.
Needed two? Yeah. You've seen a black cat before.
I want to see. I would like to see Stinky.
Do you really?
All
right.
Oh, you know, she wants to check me out.
See if you can get all three of us together.
Yeah, we want to see the cat.
Guys, you don't. I'm trying. I'm really
group.
Trying.
I'm throwing a couple mice, too. That's part of our team.
They're like our secret team, though. We don't want them to know about that.
Yuzette always tells me I smell good, says 415.
Oh.
That's from Shawnee.
Oh, Shawnee.
Is he a cologne guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good-looking cat.
Oh, you like you like him?
I'm black head to toe. Oh, a little bit of white on the front there.
Yeah.
Don't look at that.
Beautiful cat. Stinky.
Beautiful cat.
Stinky?
Yeah, that's my name.
Oh.
Don't wear it out.
He's stinky? Oh, right. You call him stinky. My bad.
No one knows why.
910 says, my four-year-old daughter says, I want to be a wiener for Halloween. Actually, she says penis. I don't know why. I felt I needed to edit that.
Well,
this editing thing's gotten out of control. Me, the answer's no. Daughter, fine, I'll be a hot dog, but really I'm going to be a penis wearing a blanket.
Okay.
408 says, and Vinny, lock the door. Look, I know that I've had her for a while, but it hasn't been all of this time that I have felt like she needs to stop walking in on dad in the shower.
Right. It's only when they get old enough to, like, you know, honk, honk. Or...
Right. It starts to become a thing, and it's becoming that now. But I don't normally think shut, lock the door just to get a shower in.
Mm. Well,
it is a thing.
Different.
I do need to, yes, I need to remember that. No doubt. It's no longer okay.
It's still okay. No big deal.
It's her eyes are locked on it, though. Well, she's like,
you know, she's fascinated by people are fascinated by other people.
And I've even had this is the worst one. Just I don't know how long ago this was. Less than a week. I'm going number one. She walks in quietly behind me, walks right up around the front to the side of the toilet, and stares at it as I'm going number
one. Oh my gosh.
So what'd you do?
He turned to the side and peed all over the wall, of course. Oh, my God.
You didn't stop the stream? Did you stop the stream?
No, I just kept going.
Well, you don't want to make it any bigger of a deal than it already is.
Oh, my God,
that's so funny.
Isn't that funny? Because I really felt like that is so out of line.
You should have peed on her.
She just wanted to see it in action, I guess. Oh. But my goodness.
Well, now that her curiosity is satisfied, I'm sure that'll never happen again.
What do you start a conversation? What do you do?
Dad needs privacy. Please leave. That's what I did.
And what'd she say?
She just did, but I mean, it was very.
She backed up slowly.
Right. Still looking.
Yeah.
Crunch,
does
man.
Ever stop?
Sheesh.
Daddy.
Oh, you should have stopped the stream. It
can
hurts.
You stop?
Yeah, it hurts, but you can stop it.
It hurts to stop the stream?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
A little bit.
I can stop the stream. It doesn't hurt.
It's different when you're sitting. When you're standing, it's
even
it's
when
different.
I'm standing, I can stop the stream. I don't know. Hurts, though? Like pain?
You stand and go?
No, I mean in the shower, I guess. Yeah. I feel like I could stop the stream whenever I wanted to and it wouldn't hurt.
It's different. You guys.
Does it hurt? Other boys. Does it hurt when you stop the stream?
It's not comfortable. I mean, I don't know if it hurts, but.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Does it just squeeze the muscles?
650 says, I saw Greg Barron about a month ago at the SJ Improv. He was funny, but had a cane from hip surgery. That's the one that I mentioned earlier. Yikes.
Well, it has been, you know, people get older.
I know, but he had cancer and hip surgery. That is a rough run.
We need to bring him in. I'm sure he's very funny about it.
Yeah, I went to his website. There's no contact.
Oh.
So I went to his Facebook page. He seemed to be active on Facebook.
I had his number at one point. I'm going to see if I
did too, but I don't
I bet
believe
you
I do anymore.
Sometimes people change their numbers
after
a while.
Totally.
I never have, but.
Oh, boy, the stories we share. 209 says, Vinny should get married off the cliff, overlooking the ocean where he asked Christina with Isla and the homeless guy in attendance.
Well, that'd be nice, a little beach barbecue.
Sure.
Just clear away the indigence before you, you know, before you get going. No, there's no food for you.
Right.
Here's 20 bucks. Get out of here.
Boy, if I'd only had a 20 on me, I would have. Mm. Please.
Please, go away.
Just this one sunset.
He'd be like, dude, there's a whole beach here.
Whatever happened to Google Glasses as Google Plus? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Goes away? They've
sort
just
of wanted
announced.
Google Glasses to happen. I, you know, a lot of the sci-fi read, people have AIs, you know, it's like a projection out in front of you. I like that.
I just read Snap has the new glasses, and I was like, oh, that'll be their comeback. They're lower than ever now. I can't believe it.
They're poor Snap.
They're truly lower than they've ever been right now.
What are they at? Someone look it up.
I think I got 3,000 of my
$7 and
8 cents.
Yeah, almost at six.
Oh man, I bet your radio stocks are higher.
Oh, we can look.
That's okay.
Intercom stock $7.30.
Oh, it's winning! Yes! Oh, wait a minute. I have Snap, too. That's not a win.
Should we look at Netflix? I mean, that was...
Oh, don't do it.
Let's not look at Netflix.
Why not?
It's just depressing. I mean, good for Netflix.
It's $353 and...
60 cents.
Yeah!
All right, on that note, now that we've depressed Vinny $7, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, did you catch that we played that song from A Star is Born?
Yes, I
Shallow.
Did.
Shallow.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they're saying, Shallow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Shallow.
In the Shallow, a-la-la-low. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't been able to make the word out.
They say diving into the deep end. Mm-hmm. They're past the Shallow. Yeah, that sounds good on the air. It's funny,
beautiful.
Too, because they let the crowd noise stay in there, you know? I'm sure they flew that in, right?
I don't know.
I doubt that was a live performance.
It was live.
Okay, let's go with that. Have you seen the movie yet?
No.
You didn't go this weekend?
No, because my back really hurts, and so I didn't want to sit in the movie. What the movies? Did you see it, Bryn? 2 hours, 20 minutes, something like that?
Yeah,
the movie?
Yeah, but it felt a lot shorter. It was a really good movie. I didn't feel like it was that long. Sit. But it was, yeah, it was over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Bummer.
There are, if you see it at the Metreon, they have those really nice chairs that sort of like
I can't even, so hard to even lay down.
Oh, what happened? God. What did you do? Was it like leg day at the gym or something? was it squats?
What? Yeah, right. You know what? I think I put this belt on today that I wore for a couple days in a row. I think it might have been the belt.
Oh, the belt making
that I
it?
Wore on Friday, then I wore it again on Saturday.
Oh.
And so on Sunday and Monday, it's just jacked up.
Is it like a cowboy big belt buckle thing?
I put it on today
thing,
and I thought, sort of like a big rocker belt. Mm. I took it off. It's on my desk.
All right. I could use a bad back. Let me go check that thing
no,
out.
No, let's not do that. No one needs a bad back.
You want to use it after me?
No.
All right.
I don't.
When I was a park ranger, I had to wear a big belt. I had to wear it. One reminded time? Me of that when I was walking to work this morning. I go, the last time I had a really bad back, I was a park ranger and I had to wear the uniform, right? And I had to wear this big old belt. And then I had like a walkie talkie, I had a flashlight, I had all these utility things on me. My back was so jacked up for like a week.
Oh my God.
When you was a park ranger.
When I was a park ranger. This is the time to go, please.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go take a bath.
It's definitely time. Thank you, Matt Nathanson. Yay. What a great appearance. Hey,
I
thanks,
have water
everybody.
Bottles. We can throw them on eBay.
Oh, put them up. Let's see. You know, you definitely.
Oh, so the new album's out and on iTunes.
Sings His Heart.
Right.
Sings His Sad Heart.
Yes.
Matt Nathanson.
And then he'll
sings
be back in town. They leave to cross the country today or tomorrow or whatever it is, but they'll be back in town in March.
Right. A couple dates in March. And I think the tickets for those all go on sale pretty soon here, mm-hmm. right? Is it a Friday start?
I think so.
So thanks to him. Thank you for listening. It's always great to have you here. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Get everything done so we can have a happy hump day, everyone, tomorrow. See you then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.